So you're just back from New Jersey, where Governor Murphy signed a bill that you've been working on for a long time. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. Governor Murphy signed a bill called the Medical Aid in Dying for the Terminally Ill Act. This makes New Jersey the eighth state and the ninth jurisdiction that allows terminally ill people to say to their doctor, "Look, if you can't cure me and you can't relieve my suffering, I'd like a prescription for medication that I can take to ease my suffering and die a peaceful death."
Okay. How long have you been working on this for?
The bill was originally introduced in New Jersey in 2012, so the campaign has been going on for 7 years,
Wow.
building grassroots support, finding people to tell their own stories of loved ones who've suffered at the end of life. Terminally ill people have joined our campaign and died along the way. I took over the campaign 2 years ago, and we've been pressuring legislative leaders to take a vote. For those past 2 years, aggressively pushing them to take a vote. The polling in New Jersey showed that a vast majority of New Jerseyans wanted this option. Almost every single newspaper editorialized in favor of the bill. All of the evidence were there. There had been multiple public hearings on the topic, multiple public forums on the topic, and the time was right. The legislature passed the bill at the end of March. And the governor signed it on April 12th.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So now we know that New Jersey residents have this option. What about New York? The other day, Governor Cuomo spoke out in support of a similar bill in New York State. What stands in the way?
Well, New York's campaign kicked off in 2015. And so, lawmakers are still considering the option. The bill hasn't moved as far as it did in New Jersey. In past years, the New Jersey Assembly passed it twice for a couple of years in a row. So New York is a little bit further behind, but I actually think that New Yorkers are going to look over the river and they're going to say it shouldn't be a zip code that separates us from the rights that terminally ill people in New Jersey have now. New York's bill is called the Medical Aid in Dying Act. Both New York and New Jersey's bill are modeled after Oregon's legislation, which was approved by voters in a referendum in 1994.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have now over 20 years of evidence showing that medical aid in dying works as intended. California passed the bill in 2015, and actually, five states in 5 years have passed the bill. And so there's momentum. People are looking around the country and saying 20% of Americans now have this option. Why don't we? And I think that's what's going to happen in New York as well.
So, what does the bill do, and what is it going to take?
The bill would allow someone who is terminally ill, and the bill defines that as someone who has a terminal illness that is incurable and irreversible, and who has 6 months or less to live. Both of those facts have to be confirmed by two doctors. That person has to have the mental capacity to make their own medical decisions. It allows that person to ask their doctor for a prescription for medication that they can take at a time of their choosing or never, should their suffering become unbearable, so long as they can self-ingest the medication. The key to this legislation is patient autonomy. So from the beginning till the end of the process, it has to be self-directed. It has to be a contemporaneous decision by the patient, both to request the medication and then to take it and bring about a peaceful death. So that's basically what the bill would do. And additionally, there are about a dozen safeguards attached to the bill to make sure that there's no coercion, that there's no misuse. In states that have adopted these laws, only about 0.5% of all of the deaths involve a request for medical aid in dying. Even when people get the medication, about a third of them don't take it. They either die before they decide to take the medication, or they just choose to live as long as they can. These are people who desperately want to live, but their illness is causing them to die. So most of these folks want to hang on as long as they can. It's only when suffering becomes absolutely unbearable that they turn to the medication. Interestingly, though, when people get it, this prescription, they often put it in the medicine cabinet and go about living the rest of their lives. Mm. It frees up their, you know, they don't have to worry. They don't have to worry that that they're stuck suffering. And it really brings a tremendous peace of mind. Mm. You asked me what it's going to take. And I think it's going to take people letting their elected officials know that they want this to happen. Laws don't pass themselves, and lawmakers don't act without being prompted by some outside force. So having people contact their senator, their assembly member, to let them know that this is something that they believe in is tremendously important. That's how we won the campaign in New Jersey, is that people came forward with stories of loved ones who died a very painful death, and they told those stories to lawmakers, and those lawmakers related, because we've all seen people die. If you're lucky enough to not have seen suffering, and death comes in ways that are, you know, idealized, with the wind blowing through the curtains and saying goodbye in a very peaceful way. Not all death is like that.
Right.
That's how we all want to envision the kind of death that we want to have, but it doesn't happen like that. And lawmakers who've seen deaths that are the opposite of that, with tremendous suffering, they're the first to want to support this. Mm.
What are the chances, you think, of getting this passed in 2019?
Well, I think that New Jersey provides a huge boost to the campaign here in New York, because we're so close, and I don't think that New Yorkers like to be outdone by New Jersey. Mm. I think that lawmakers are still pondering some of the ethical and philosophical issues, but really the questions have been asked and answered. We've had hearings here in New York. Experts have come in to testify, and the opposition is... it's really interesting. The opposition is saying the same exact thing today in 2019 that they were saying in 1994. New York had a task force on life and the law that looked at the issue of what they called at that time assisted suicide. Mm. And the same arguments that task force made when it recommended that the legislature not adopt an assisted suicide law then, you know, that the law would have a negative impact on poor people, people of color, people living with disabilities, people who were expensive and difficult to care for. Mm. Those same arguments that were made in 1994 are made by the opposition in 2019, as though there were no evidence, no data over that intervening, 25-year period to show that these laws actually work without the kind of coercion, abuse, misuse that people feared back in 1994.
Mm. So interesting. So it's looking like you are the senior campaign director for New York and New Jersey for this campaign, this nationwide campaign. It's looking like, New Jersey, check. New York, coming. What would be next for Kerr & Carey?
Well, for me, the implementation is a big deal. Mm. So once a law is passed, the opposition has been very clever about fighting these laws in the courts. Mm. And also there's a huge public education component. Doctors need to feel comfortable with this, with responding to patient requests. Patients have to understand what this right means for them. And so there's a lot of work there to be done. But my work throughout my career has always been sort of on the edge. So for example, I worked on needle exchange before it was legal.
Right.
I worked on looking at the effect that restrictions on registered sex offenders had, showing that it didn't actually improve public safety, but put more people at risk. And so, decriminalizing the use of condoms for sex work. Mm. These are all things that seemed crazy at the time and now are becoming, more mainstream. So I'm kind of looking around for the next issue that makes people's eyebrows, rise.
Do you have any ideas?
I do. I work with dying people now. And so the issues of end of life care are hugely important to me. And I'm following very closely the research that shows that LSD, acid, psilocybin mushrooms really help people deal with existential fear at the end of life, the fear of what's next after we leave this life, and the idea that these kinds of substances can bring relief to people who are really suffering from that worry at the end of life is very exciting to me. I see what medical marijuana has done for people who are dying, and I think that if we can provide another measure of relief, that's something that I'd very much like to do.